Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Harvard Risk Management National Training Call. And Happy New Year to all of our agents who are joining us from coast to coast. We've got a lot of agents on here, especially for a holiday. I know it's a holiday. We do have some very important information that we want to share with you this morning. But Happy New Year, first and foremost, to all of you who are joining us. And we wish you absolutely blessings and prosperity in 2018. We're going to spend a little time today talking about closing out the year 2017 in such a major way. No better way to close out a year than to have a record month of production, which we did in December, and we want to congratulate all of you who were a part of that. Congratulations, and it just gives us a humongous springboard to jump into what will be our best year that we've ever had as a company. And certainly you have the potential to make it your best year as an individual, as the CEO of your own business. And so I want to get right in because we have got a ton of great information to share with you this morning. I want to start, though, this morning by announcing that we're going to have three other opportunities to get together this week. And so I want you to be aware of those. And we're going to talk about these again at the end of the call, but three opportunities to get together again this week. First and foremost, we tomorrow at noon Central Time are going to have a follow-up training call to this one. And here's the reason why. We've been announcing that we're going to roll out some new rates and new information on January 1st. Well, Legal Shield announced at the end of last week that they were going to wait till January 2nd to roll out all of that information. So we don't want to keep you away from that information any more than we have to today. And so we're gonna roll out the information that we have. But I'm going to be very transparent with you in telling you that we don't have all of the answers today because we are waiting on some of the fine-tuned information tomorrow on the Legal Shield call. So we're going to do another call tomorrow at noon Central Time where we can get into some answers to the questions that you might have by the time that we're done with today's call. Certainly some things that we want some clarification on, and so we're going to cover that tomorrow at noon Central Time on this same number here. And then two other events that are standard events. We do have a B2B certification webinar this Wednesday. If you're not registered for that and would like to be registered for that, you need to get that done. You can do that in your Harvard back office. Go to where it says B2B certified and click on the yes or no there, and you can register for that webinar this Wednesday, 9 a.m. Central Time. And then, of course, we have our employee benefits roundtable call the first Friday of every month. That would be this Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time as well. So that'll be another good opportunity that we can connect. But again, I want to encourage you to join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time as we follow up on some of the information that we're going to release to you today. The other reason I say that is because I want you to understand that we've asked, and if it's okay, that we can roll out some of this information to you today, because we know that you've been waiting for it, and we've received the green light to be able to do that. However, understand that most of the world of Legal Shield is waiting until tomorrow to get this information out. So here's some things that we don't want you to do today. We don't want you to get on social media and share any of this. We don't want you to get on the Legal Shield Facebook page or anything like that and ask questions, because, again, bear in mind, they are waiting till tomorrow to roll out some of this information that you're going to get this morning on the call. So we are asking for your discretion. Don't call your best friend who's just a Legal Shield associate, not a Harvard agent, and say, hey, did you hear about the new updates and the new bonuses? And that's not going to be a good thing. So we're going to respect their decision to wait till tomorrow. But again, we know that you've been waiting, and we've gotten the green light to share some of this with you today. And we will follow up with some more details on that call tomorrow. I want to start the call off now by going to our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Rich, is up in Cookeville, Tennessee. who's joining us, who's going to roll out some of this exciting information, as well as recognize our top producers and top recruiters for the month of December and our top producers for the year 2017. And Mark, I know that you're excited. We closed out with a record month, and would love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm excited about the new year. I'm excited about these enhancements that have been announced by Legal Shield or will be announced, and I know you'll be just equally excited. Before I get started on the top producers and top recruiters, and I wanted to just spend a few minutes about really reviewing 2017, we have added a new document. So if you're at a computer on your phone, if you'll go into your back office and hit on the Docs on Demand button, the second button over on the toolbar, and the first button, the little light blue button, recently added Docs, and it's the first document on that page, and it says Legal Shield Compensation Plan Breakdown. So once again, your Docs on Demand in your Harvard back office, the first button is recently added Docs, and the first doc is what I'm talking about. It has a left and a right, and print that out or pull it up. And we'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to let you know now so you can go and get that in front of you. But, you know, 2017 was our biggest production year in our 23-year history. And I think we said 23 years last year, so 24-year history, something like that. It's the biggest year we had. December 2017, our biggest production month ever in our history. Isn't that great to start a new year off talking about last month was our biggest month ever, last year was our biggest year ever? I mean, that's exciting. That's the type of company you want to be a part of, one that's up and to the right, growing. We hit 30,000 agents in mid-December. We announced that on one of our leadership calls. You know, Mike, I remember when we had 5,000 agents, and we thought that was a big deal. We hit 30,000 HRMC agents in December. And 7,000 of those were recruited just this year alone. Well, this year meaning 2017. If I say this year, I'm talking about last year, okay, because I'm still not adjusted. My clock takes a few days, my internal clock. Anyway, 7,000 of those associates recruited this year alone. We had 12 consecutive months of membership growth. 12 consecutive months of Performance Club qualifier increase. I love that. I love the fact that we're Performance Club qualifying more. More of our agents are embracing that. I know Mr. Tanner's joining us on the call and is going to talk about that and giving a lot of great reasons to do that now, for sure, with the new bonuses. But 12 consecutive months of that. And another big thing that we increased this year is Fast Start qualification. Fast Start qualification, we have the highest Fast Start qualification rate in all of Legal Shield. I'm just super proud of that, the fact that we don't just recruit people, but we get them Fast Start qualified. We bring them in, we get them into production. And as you know, Legal Shield's added a lot of money down in that area. $180 bonus, which ended yesterday, and a $360 sponsor bonus, which ended yesterday. But that's huge money to drive that people getting your new agents into production, getting them Fast Start qualified. We're at 1.75 million members. We'll hit, of course, well over 2 million in 2018. Here's a couple interesting numbers I jotted down. $110 million in commissions were paid out last year, which is one of the biggest commission payout years in the company history. It isn't the biggest, but it's one of the very top years, and 2018 will be the biggest year ever. Legal Shield's committed to pay out more money in 2018 than it's ever done in the past. But $110 million. So if you're sitting on the call this morning and you're maybe a little behind on your bills or frustrated financially, you're in the right vehicle. We've just got to get you figured out how to use this vehicle more effectively, because they're paying out $110 million. That's a half a million dollars a day in commissions. If you think work days, Monday through Friday. $500,000 a day is being paid out by this company. Over $1 billion in just the last 10 years. $18 million in incentives and bonuses, which I think you ought to write that number down. $18 million in incentives and bonus dollars. That's the highest amount of incentives and bonuses that the company's ever paid out. I mean, just on that executive director bonus last month, we were talking a lot about that. We had a lot of our agents running for that $10,000 bonus. In one day, they paid out over $500,000 just in that bonus alone, just in that incentive bonus. And they do that every month with Performance Club. It's in the millions of dollars. So that they pay out annually on Performance Club. When they take those nice Performance Club trips, like that Jamaica trip, they'll write a check for $3.2 million for that trip. I mean, it's big money that the company's paying out in incentive and bonuses. And I'm just super excited to talk about well, let me get my notes here. I'm super excited. First, before I get into the left and right side, and I want to get into that real quick, let me mention we wanted to recognize once again our ring earners for 2017. So these are our 2017 ring earners, and I might not have the complete list here, but Mr. Chris Evans, $100,000. Rebecca Baker, $50,000. Renee McKnight, $50,000. Jim Tanner moved it up a notch to $150,000. Mike Riches moved it up. He got his $150,000 earlier in the year, then landed a $200,000 ring. Congratulations to him, to all of them. Sheila Carman, $50,000. This was in the fall of last year, they announced the new $50,000. So we had a lot of our agents qualify for that $50,000, and these guys are well on their way, I know, to hitting $100,000 this year. Adam Thompson, Adam and Alicia, $100,000, and also $150,000. They got picked up two rings this year. Melanie Nabb, $150,000. Jim Crump, $50,000. Gail Ross, $50,000. Danielle Hall, $50,000. Judy Johnston, $50,000. David Gilliam, $50,000. Stephanie Panchishian, $50,000. Brian Feely, $50,000. So, again, I probably am missing a few because that's not a electronic generator. I was just trying to think about the rings that we recognize through the year. But, you know, that's a lot of people moving up to new levels of income, and I'm super proud of each one of them for that accomplishment. Let me give you our December 2017 producers. This is the top 10. I'm just going to do the top 10 because we list the top 20 on our website, and it's already updated, so you can go get all the information on our recognition page. But coming in at number 10 in producers, Mr. Bowie Ballard from Texas. Number 9, Evan Westenskow from Colorado. Mr. Jim Crump from Georgia. And then we've got one of Sheila Carman's brokers, Wortham Insurance from San Antonio, Texas. Gary Fredericks from Mississippi. Stephanie Panchishian from Texas. Melanie Nabb from Louisiana. Mr. Scott Brooks from South Carolina. And here's the top three: Ms. Sheila Carman from San Antonio, Mr. Mike Riches, the president, brand new platinum executive director. Well done on that. Excited about that, Mike, and from the Dallas area, and Mr. David Gilliam from Wisconsin, the number one producer with over 256 membership sales last month. Almost all those are over 100, so it's an impressive list. December is always a great production month. It's our biggest month of the year with all of the group sales that we do that have a January 1st start date. But every one of those people I just mentioned was recruited by someone. I used to have the mentality or the philosophy that, well, I'm going to just focus on production. I'm not going to focus on recruiting. You know, the biggest single decision I made financially that had the biggest impact on my increasing my finances was I started building a team. And I'm proud to say every one of those names I just read off are on my team. So that's great. Plus every other producer in our organization last month is on my team. But it all starts with recruiting. It all starts with opening the door for someone else. Here's the top. I'm going to go a little further on this list because I've got to grab actually the top 17 recruiters, because they're all double-digit recruiters. And I'm super proud of these double-digit recruiters, meaning they've recruited 10 or more agents in the month. Evan Westenskow, who is just super proud of Evan. He's a $10,000 bonus recipient last month with 10 new agents for the month of December. Mike Jackson from Florida with 10 new agents. Jeremy Jordan, one of our top team builders from Vermont, with 10. Jasmine Miles from Georgia. Great job, Jasmine. 11 new agents last month. Marianne Mabay from Maryland. 11 new agents. Diane Sheffield from New York. 11 new agents. Well done, ladies. Minda Newsom from Texas. 12 new agents. Brian Darnell from Kentucky. 13 new agents. Brian just started last month. Dinah Danby from Washington. 13 new agents. Josh Samick. Josh picked up a $10,000 bonus. He just hit ED for his third month in a row. He was at our leadership training at the beginning of December. He said, I'm going to hit ED again this month, my third month, and he did it. He didn't just talk about it. He did it, and he's going to get a $10,000 check. And I don't know, you know, it's probably nice to get a $10,000 check before Christmas, but the very best next place would be right after Christmas. So Josh is going to get that. Chris and Abby Thornton, I'll just mention them. I don't see them on the top recruiters here, but they also ended their third month as a $10,000 bonus winner, executive director. So super proud of those guys. Okay, Renee Ridenor from Washington, 14 new agents for the month. Tammy McMillan from Kentucky, 14 new agents. Patty Burgess from Tennessee, 17 new agents. Nancy Trotter from Tennessee, 17 new agents. Lori Carcamondis from North Carolina, 17 new agents. That's an impressive number. But Shannon Williams from North Carolina doubles that with 30 new agents for the month. And our number one recruiter last month, part of Josh Rich's team, Mr. Channon Peden from Tennessee, with 39 new agents for the month. Congratulations to all of our top producers, all of our top recruiters for December 2017. I love recognizing winners. And you know, if you're on this call, you're a winner. But if you're earning a $10,000 bonus, you're a real big winner. Love our new ring earners for the year. And I believe, Mike and Jim, we can double that list for 2018. And I hope there's a lot of people on this call today saying, hey, this is my year. 2018 is the year of my ring. I'm going to get my ring in 2018. However you want to say it, I hope that's part of your goal. And, you know, you can grab a $50,000 ring, but I'm telling you, with just a little bit more effort, you can get a $100,000 ring or a $200,000 ring or a $300,000 ring. Okay, hopefully you had a chance to download that document, or at least you're looking at it. Again, it's under our Docs on Demand, under Recently Added Docs, and it's the very first doc there. I just want to spend a minute here, because it's important that we understand how the Legal Shield compensation plan works. And some of the announcements that will be made over the next few days is really pertinent to this. There's a left and a right side of the compensation plan. And let's talk about the right, because we're familiar with this right side. And we've never broken it down like this, but when we talk as like a Platinum World Council, we say, hey, we're taking money from the left, putting it on the right. We're taking money from the left, putting it on the right, or right to the left. And we do discuss it. So I wanted to break it down left and right. And on the right side is commissions and residuals. So this is what when we are bringing on a brand new agent, this is a lot of what we talk about. You know, go out and get Fast Start qualified, get paid a commission on those membership sales. And, of course, we talk a lot about residual income that you get on all of your active members. And we have increased our retention rate with Legal Shield, but we're going to really do some great things in 2018 to increase that even more. And I know Mr. Tanner is going to be all over getting every one of our new members to download the new apps and have those available, because having access to the plan, having access to your legal plan, having access to your identity theft plan is critical. And so, again, commissions on your membership sales, we're all familiar with that. You go sell a plan, you get a commission. And it's a 12-month advance commission on most sales, which is amazing to me that our company advances out 12 months. It's a lot better than just commission only. And then they give you a lifetime residual. And it's not for your lifetime. It's for the lifetime of that member. And so as long as those members continue to pay their membership every month, that residual income is available to you and your estate. Now, look at the note at the top of that. To be vested to your residual income, you must have an active Legal Shield membership. Be sure that you have an active Legal Shield membership by the end of today. I know we'll give you some other marching orders for today, but that's very important. If you're on this call and you don't have a Legal Shield plan, get it today. Make sure that you're vested to your residual income today. Okay, that's the right side. And we're not going to touch the compensation plan as far as the levels and the advancements, but the dollars are going to be modified there. They're taking some money from the left side and moving it over to the right, and they're doing that by increasing the rate. So if right now we have a $39.90 combo individual plan, that's going to go up to $49.90, but the commission's going to stay the same. So right now, if you sell a $39.90 plan at executive director levels, $280. In the new compensation program, and I haven't gone into all the details on that yet, it's going to be $49.90 for a combo plan. It's $24.95 for a family legal, $24.95 for an ID Shield family. If you combine those two together, it's $49.90, and the executive director commission stays at $280. So the dollars on the commission chart are not going to change, but the premium is going to go up. And here's why. It's going to fund these bonuses over on the left side. And so I think it's important, if you just look at the right side of this compensation plan, you're going to say, oh, well, that's terrible. You know, my commissions are going down, or I have to sell a higher product for the same commission. But you've got to include in that the left side of the plan. Let's look at that. Incentives and bonuses. Remember, Legal Shield just this year paid out $18 million here. They're hoping to go into the $25, $30 million range this year on the left side. Read the note. These bonuses are not subject to chargebacks, or what Legal Shield calls it is advance recovery. Now, think about that just for a minute. What we're going to talk about on the left side, there's no chargebacks. There's on the right side, they can pay you a 12-month advance, but if that member cancels, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they engage in using the membership. And most members keep the plan. But if they don't, you're subject to an advance recovery. They can take that advanced money back because you haven't earned it. On the left side, there's no advance recovery. And you must be a Legal Shield Advantage member to receive them. Very important. So another one of my marching orders, if you're not yet a Legal Shield Advantage member, when I'm done, you will be, but you have to be an Advantage member. And we didn't take Harvard Advantage name from them. They took Legal Shield Advantage name from us. I had a conversation with the CEO of Legal Shield, and he said, hey, I love how you call it Harvard Advantage. We're going to use that for Legal Shield Advantage. Their plan used to be called eService. They paid me almost $800,000 this year. I didn't say, no, you can't use that name. I said, sure, go ahead. But it is a little confusing because we have Harvard Advantage and then we have Legal Shield Advantage. But you have to have that Legal Shield Advantage in order to receive any of the money on the left side. So just make sure you understand that's so important. We have had people miss thousands of dollars in bonuses because they're not a Legal Shield Advantage member. And we're talking about $19.95 a month if you have it on a bank draft. So don't miss the money and watch what happens here. Fast start bonus to new associates. When a new associate goes out and fast starts or levels up, fast start qualifies within their first 20 days, they're making that $180 a permanent part of the plan. That is exciting. So there is still on the table $180, but it's now a permanent part of the plan because of the funding where they're taking some of the money from the right side and putting it into the left. So that was temporary. It ended December 31st. They're going to continue that. Even more exciting is the fast start bonus to the sponsor. Whoever sponsors or places that associate gets a $360 bonus. That has driven our recruiting. That has driven our fast start qualification rate up. We are up 7-8% on fast start qualifying just because of that fast start factory, which is at the very bottom. If you kind of think of a factory, you get the bottom is the fast start. It's the new agents coming in, and we got to get them engaged in the process. We have a membership factory. When the new members join, we got to get them the apps. We got to get them downloading those apps. We had Jeff Bell on our call a few weeks ago, and he was talking about that, getting all of our members engaged. Well, this is how we get our associates engaged. We get them paid and promoted. We get them paid, and we get them a bonus, an incentive that drives activity. Okay? Advanced to manager. I'm not sure on this one. This is one that I don't have access to yet till tomorrow, so we'll talk about that on the noon call tomorrow. Performance Club Freedom bonuses. It says 100 to 500. I'll let Mr. Tanner talk about that. It's huge. This is the middle. You know, you got the bottom of the factory, bringing people in, getting them paid and promoted, getting them started. Lots of money available there as incentives to drive that right activity, to go get people qualified. They've now put more money, millions of more dollars into Performance Club, which is, I say, the middle, meaning every agent in Harvard should be Performance Club qualifying every month. And they pay a $100 monthly, we call it a freedom bonus now, to $500 monthly. Jim's going to talk about what they've done there. Then we've got the Performance Club incentive trips. But it's not just two trips a year, one trip a year. It's now four trips a year that a person can qualify, and that's permanent. Executive director for 90 days. I love this. I love that $10,000 price tag on going for executive director and staying there for at least 90 days. Now, I think just like I have, I started 23 years ago. I've been executive director every single month. My brother, exactly the same thing. Every month except one, okay? He'll tell that story. He went on a cruise and missed it 1 month. That's okay. Every single month since he started, he's been there except that one. That's huge. And here, if him and I can do it, you can do it. And we are going to create an executive director qualification factory in Harvard because we've got the best training, the best support, you know, the best communication system that exists. We should have many, many, many more times the number of executive directors. And Legal Shield, big announcement, is keeping the $10,000 executive director bonus in place. But it's now a permanent part of the plan because they're funding that from the right side. So remember, this compensation, the premium is going to go up a little bit, but the commissions are going to stay the same. They're taking those extra commission dollars and funding that permanent part of the plan. So if you're on this call right now and you've not earned a $10,000 bonus, that needs to be part of your goal. January 1st, set your goal. I'm getting a $10,000 bonus, and you got to hit executive director for three consecutive months. It's 50 cells. You can write them personally, 50, 50, 50, or you can go out and build a team with 50 cells. Either way, it doesn't matter. The money spends the same way. Now, if you're already on the call, we have several of us that have already earned that bonus or already qualified. I never got a bonus. I hit executive director my first 3 months. I got no bonus. I got no recognition. But I would have loved a $10,000 check back then. That would have been huge. But I didn't. So you say, well, how does this help me? I get matching bonuses. Every person I help qualify for executive director for 3 months in a row, I get a $10,000 match on. If you're an executive director, you get a $5,000 match. If you're a platinum, you get a $10,000 match. So I helped last month Chris and Bethany Corley hit executive director 3 months in a row, and December was their third month. They got a $10,000 bonus before Christmas. They were excited. I got a $10,000 bonus. I was just as excited as they were about the bonus because it was the exact same amount. Mike, you've helped some people this. You've helped Chris and Abby Thornton. You've helped them go get a $10,000 bonus. You're going to get a $10,000 bonus because you're a platinum. You know, Jim Tanner, I know you picked up a couple $10,000 bonuses last month. You're going to get another one this month. Josh Samick hit executive director 3 months in a row. December was his third month. He's going to get a $10,000 bonus. You're going to get a $10,000 bonus. I mean, guys, that's huge. So if you've already earned your $10,000, here's the name of the game. Go get 10 more. Go find 10 people that want executive director as bad as you did, and you'll make $100,000 in just bonuses. Especially if you're at that platinum level. But if not, you'll get $50,000 in bonuses. I mean, it's big money. Executive director for 90-day match, I mentioned that, $5,000 or $10,000, depending on your executive level. Platinum bonuses, I won't get into that today. It's $62,000. Stay in at that. Mr. Tanner got a $10,000 bonus because he hit platinum 3 months in a row. I got a $10,000 match on that. That's available to every person on this call. And if I can go do it, and Mike can go do it, and Jim Tanner can go do it, so can you. It's just making a decision that you want that. New Performance Club monthly bonuses. This is big. I'm going to save most of this detail for the call tomorrow, but they're adding huge money in here. So they're putting money on the Performance Club itself. I'll let Mr. Tanner talk about that. But they're also adding an override bonus so that if you're a senior director for 3 months in a row, you qualify for a $30 bonus on every Performance Club qualifier in your entire organization. Let me just let that sink in. If you're a senior director, which is halfway between director and the executive director, it's 25 sales a month, you get a $30 bonus on every Performance Club qualifier in your entire organization. If you're an executive director, you get a $45 bonus. If you're both the senior director and the executive director, it's $75. You get them both. You get the $30 and the $45. So you help a new agent start. They start getting bonuses earlier. They don't have to wait 13 months now. They can wait 3 months and they start getting a $100 a month bonus. You get, every time they get a check, you get a check. They get $100, you get it $70. If you're getting both those bonuses, you're getting a $75 bonus. And if you're a platinum executive director, which we're going to create a lot of platinums this year through this program, because the more executives we have, the more platinums we'll have, you get a $60 bonus on top of all the other money. So they've added $135 in monthly bonuses for helping us, incentivize us to create Performance Club qualifiers in our organization. The more people that you help Performance Club qualify and work with and get focused on that, the more bonus dollars you can receive. And then one other last thing I'll mention on the left side, Business Solutions. They dumped $1 million additional dollars into the Business Solution incentives. I mean, huge, and they've even modified the number of memberships it takes to open a group. It used to be 5, now it's going to be 3. But we're going to cover the details of that because they haven't given us the total details of that incentive, but they've lowered the bonuses so that they've lowered the requirement to get the bonus, and they've increased the money. But just in that one line alone, they've added $1 million already to that. From what they did last year. So tomorrow's call at noon will hit the details of that. But that's exciting. They've modified the number of memberships it takes to open a group, and they've poured millions of dollars available for just incentive bonuses. You know, and whether you're getting the money from the left or the right, money is money. When I pay my bills, they don't say, now what side of the marketing plan did this come from? Was this a bonus or actually commission? If it's $100, they just take the $100, right? So you got to make sure you understand that there's a left side of the plan, which is incentives and bonuses. You've got to be Legal Shield Advantage member. You've got to be a Legal Shield Advantage member to receive them. I mean, can you imagine a person not being a Legal Shield Advantage member and losing? I mean, name almost any one of these bonuses, you'll lose. You lose immediately a whole year of what it would have cost you to be a Legal Shield Advantage. I mean, it's just silly. You know what I'm saying? It's $19.95 a month, and if it's on a credit card, it's $20.95 a month. So you got to be a Legal Shield Advantage member. Make sure you understand the left side has been substantially enhanced. The right side stays the same. If you go sell a $49.90 plan, you're going to get the exact same commission you got last year. But they've thrown a ton of money over on that left side, which I'm super excited about. And the left side is not subject to advanced recovery. Again, we're going to have more details on that tomorrow. But I'm just telling you, in closing, I'm going to say I'm super excited about where we are. I'm super excited about 2018 and what will happen as we create a level up bonus, or level up factory of getting people, more of our agents Fast Start qualified, more people Performance Club qualifying every single month, and last of all, more executive directors, which will ultimately create more platinums. I'm thrilled about that. I'm thrilled to be starting a year with each of you. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your goals and your excitement for the new year. And with that, Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Well, hey, fantastic. And I know for some of us listening, this is probably a little overwhelming. There's a lot of information that Mark just shared. And just understand, you're going to need to kind of chew on some of that for a little bit and let it sink in. And that's okay. Anytime that there's a change, that always is the case. You got to give it a little time to kind of sink in. And that's why I'm really glad that we're going to do a second call tomorrow where we'll cover some of this. We'll have more detail on certain things like the group incentives. We know that they're putting $1 million more. We don't know exactly how that looks yet. That will be rolled out tomorrow. All the rates and group sales, we would expect that they would follow that same trend as the individuals, but we'll want to confirm all of that tomorrow. But Mark, I like how you said it. You know, look, here's one thing Legal Shield has proven. And if you look at our organization, I mean, it's absolutely the case that when you throw money at a particular activity to incentivize people to do that activity, whatever it is, you know, for example, they threw money at Fast Start qualification. They said, okay, if you get Fast Start qualified, we're going to give you a $180 bonus. And that was temporary. That was a promotion. Frankly, I think it was just a trial. They wanted to see, hey, if we throw this much money at it, is it going to work? Are people going to take that more seriously? And they found that it did. They threw money at executive director. They said, if you'll just qualify for 3 months in a row, we'll give you a $10,000 bonus. And guess what? More people qualified for executive director. So, you know, it makes sense. But that's
and Mike,
the principle.
Let me mention something on that. We had 40 people last month, December, that hit executive director 3 months in a row because of that $10,000 bonus. Here's why. We've never in 40 years had 40 people hit executive director 3 months in a row, brand new people. These are people that have never hit ED 3 months in a row before, but because of the $10,000 bonus and an upline match bonus available, we had 40 new people do that have never done it before. To me, I mean, you're exactly right. When you put money at an incentive or a bonus, it does drive a behavior.
Yeah, and that's what this whole change is based on, is, okay, well, let's incentivize people to do the right thing. Now, is becoming an executive director what we ought to want anyway? Yes. Was there already a financial incentive to do that? Yes, but it didn't look like a $10,000 bonus. And evidently, when you say, okay, well, there's a $10,000 additional bonus on the line, people take that a little bit more seriously, which makes sense. And that's great. 40 new people that had never done that before did it last month. I mean, that's just, it's absolutely proving that theory of let's put money at a certain activity, let's incentivize a certain behavior, and let's see if that grows it, and it absolutely does. So that's the principle that's behind this idea of moving money from the right over to the left. And, Mark, I like the way that you said it. it's not that your commissions are going to decrease, because if you're selling the new plans, your commissions will stay the same as they were when you were selling the old plans last year, right? So your commissions, in theory, ought to stay the same, but look at all the increased bonuses, those things that they are making permanent that they've tried and they worked. I love that they're making those things permanent, plus all the new bonuses and the Performance Club override bonuses. I mean, I think that that's huge. As an executive director on an open line, meaning someone that's not on a, you know, under a senior director, you're making $75. Well, if you got 100 people on your team that are Performance Club qualified, that's an additional $7,500 a month that you're bringing in as an executive director. I mean, that's not chump change. I mean, that's big money. That's not chargebackable. I mean, there's no chargebacks on that, no advance recoveries. I mean, that is money that's in your bank account that you can spend right then and there. Whether you're as earned, whether you're taking an advance, doesn't matter. That bonus money pays out the same. So I like that. I think that it's good to put more money there on the left and not in a, let's try this for 3 months and see if it works kind of a way, which is what they've been doing, but in a permanent fixture way. This is a permanent part of the Legal Shield compensation plan. I got to tell you, I like that. I like the fact that they're incentivizing the right kind of behavior. By the way, Mark, you talked about that kind of being the middle ground. I agree 100% with that. Because think about that, folks. They had money there for people that were just getting started to get Fast Start qualified. They had the $10,000 bonus for executive directors, but there was a big kind of chasm in between. Where do you go from just getting started and getting Fast Start qualified to becoming an executive director? And Performance Club really does fill that middle area. Because when you're getting Performance Club bonuses for PCQing yourself, but then you're also getting those bonuses for having individuals in your organization PC qualify, that, I'm telling you, that's the right thing to throw incentive dollars at. So I'm a fan of that. I think that that's a good thing. And we're going to go to our Senior Vice President, Mr. Jim Tanner, to fill us in on some of the other details as far as that bonus goes. But let me just say, I like, Mark, the way that you said that. I mean, we're talking about bonus dollars here and getting a lot more bonus dollars in 2018 than we did in 2017. And if there's one thing that we're good at Harvard Risk Management, there's probably a lot of things that we're good at, but if there's one thing that we're good at, it's maximizing bonus dollars. Okay, we know how to do that. We've been doing that. That's why when they run promotions, you'll see Harvard Risk Management people at the top, getting the biggest bonuses. It's because we know how to maximize incentive dollars. And we've been talking about that, for the last few months. We've been doing a good job of that, and we're going to continue to do that in 2018. So I know it's a lot of information, and here's the good news. We're not done yet. We've got some more exciting announcements to share with you. Mr. Jim Tanner, our Senior Vice President and Platinum Executive Director from Boston, Massachusetts, has joined us here this morning to talk about some of the new Performance Club incentive dollars for those who are Performance Club qualifying, as well as a couple other exciting enhancements. And then I'm going to share with you before we're done this morning some updates to the legal plan. In my 15 and a half years, I've never seen them raise the rate without providing some good quality updates. And we certainly have some of those as well here in 2018. But let's go to Mr. Jim Tanner. Thank you again, Mr. Tanner, for joining us. Congratulations to you. I know you were excited about all the individuals that were recognized there as top producers, many of those in your organization. And we'd love to hear your thoughts and again, hear these new Performance Club bonuses as well.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Richards. I'm as excited as everybody, and I'm also acutely aware, like you said, of folks are thinking, okay, this is a lot of information. And I want to talk just briefly about Performance Club, but I was thinking, how could I help everybody picture kind of where we are in the world? And I was thinking about my experience. Now, I am from the Boston area, but I'm in Syracuse, New York right now, spending the New Year's with some family. So I'm at my hotel here in Syracuse, and we went to Binghamton, and this is the Northeast. There's a obviously it's cold everywhere, but it's especially cold here. But I thought of something interesting that happened while I was traveling around the last couple of days. Around here, you know, it snows in Boston, but it's certainly nothing like what we get around the Syracuse area with what they call lake effect snow. And I'm driving on the highway, and I mean the highway is down to one lane of travel, and it's nearly whiteout conditions. And the speed limit on the highway is 65. People are going 40. They got their hazard lights on. And what I found interesting about that was nowhere in the news, on the radio, on the television, did they mention snow. And when I walked into the hotel, nobody said anything about the snow. And friends that are talking to each other, nobody mentioned the snow. You know, if it snowed like this in Boston, it's all we'd be talking about. But nobody was talking about the snow at all. And I had this observation to myself. I said, you know what? It snows so much here that what we consider a lot of something, they didn't even notice. And here's why I wanted to say that to you. We have a tremendous amount of success with having an army of people that are performance club qualified. But like these Syracuse folks don't mention the snow when it's not measured in the intervals of 4 or 5 feet, we at Harvard Risk Management put a lot of emphasis on executive director and platinum executive director. And of course, we like to recognize our performance club qualified folks, but we have an army of people that are performance club qualified. And so we sometimes don't mention that enough. We're going to talk a lot more about that in 2018 because it is the springboard to being an executive director and a platinum executive director, to earning a six-figure and a multiple six-figure income. And now, because of this new emphasis on performance club, and I want to talk to you a little bit about that, this right and left side of the compensation plan, a place where now your leadership, if you're brand new, is very focused on each individual and whether or not you understand the power of Performance Club, whether or not you're on the track for Performance Club, where are you on the month for Performance Club, because it's important to you as an HRMC agent, but it's also important to your team leader in terms of production growth, enhancement to the business, and money for all agents in the field. One of the things I'm excited to make sure that everybody knows today is that the points remain the same for Performance Club. So here we are, it's January 2018, 180 points still qualifies you for Performance Club on a monthly basis. You earn points the way you've always earned points, a dollar value is related to the points. So the premium dollars collected equals the number of points, and that's going to stay the same. 80 points for recruiting a new Legal Shield associate, launching your team, building your team further. That also helps you to earn points. But what's so exciting now in terms of how this benefits everybody, how we are all locked together, we are all shoulder to shoulder, everybody wins together, is that Performance Club money starts so much sooner. You know, there was a couple small bonuses in that first year prior to now. But really, everybody was focused on month 13. That was when you really started to earn income in Performance Club in the form of freedom bonuses. So the first 12 months, it's hard for a new agent to prioritize the Performance Club program if the first incentive period of any meeting is 13 months out. So now, starting in month 3, freedom bonuses are going to kick in for all of you. So if you have never prioritized Performance Club before, now is the time. And, of course, that's what we were saying in December. Make sure your Performance Club qualified. It only takes 3 months to begin qualifying for a $100 monthly Performance Club freedom bonus. And as you go through month 4 and 5 and 6, and once you get to month 13, then it triggers what we've known as Performance Club to a $300 monthly freedom bonus. The following year begins a $400 monthly freedom bonus. And then the following year after that begins your $500 per month freedom bonus. Think of that from Legal Shield, an extra $6,000 a year in bonus money. But now to have that start in month 3 means you can focus on getting it done, locking it in, and starting to have consistent behavior for you and your entire organization. Also, one of my favorite words, Mr. Riches, for both Mike and Mark Riches, one of the things I learned about was recurring revenue. And I would write that in your notes if I were you, recurring revenue. See, we have recurring revenue in the form of the residuals in our compensation plan, commissions. And who doesn't love that? And we have so many people earn a six-figure residual income. We've got people that, you know, we haven't even talked about them for years because they've been on a golf course because of what they did 10 years or 20 years ago in this business. And they're living off of their residual income. But that's only now one part of our recurring revenue stream, because now as you build a solid team, and I'm going to talk more about building a solid team on Thursday night, of people that are at a minimum focused on Performance Club, they're earning consistent, predictable, recurring revenue in the form of their bonuses, but so are you. And as Mr. Mark Riches explained, you know, with these new Performance Club matching bonus dollars, this is recurring revenue for you. There will be people in Harvard Risk Management that build big teams that earn six figures in recurring revenue, $10,000, $20,000 a month in matches to the Performance Club program, because they're helping their team work on consistent, strategic, focused, habit-building, positive behaviors that start with Performance Club. And I could not be more excited about that. So, again, Performance Club money, freedom bonuses, begin now after the three-month period. We want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. There will be more details in our calls throughout the week. But I also, before I turn the time back, I want to let everybody know, because incentives are great, but you have to have the tools and the support, and that's why Harvard Risk Management captures all of these dollars, because we don't just say, here's the program, go figure out a way to do it. We give you the tools. We give you the support. We'll do as many calls as we need to, build as many web platforms as we have to. We will consistently train you so that you can choose whether or not you take advantage of everything, but you'll never be able to say you didn't know what to do. And today I'm proud to announce to you that your HRMC plans website is now fully updated with the new Legal Shield branding, the logos, the purple, beautiful new slideshow, expert professional voiceover. That is live for each and every one of us right now. And when the official changeover happens to on the membership rates, that will automatically switch to the new membership rates as well. So you can check out your plan right now. I would get that website, hrmcplans.com/your agent number, into the hands of every single person that you can today. Let them see the power of Legal Shield. Mr. Mike Riches, I'll turn the time back over to you.
Fantastic, Jim. So think about that, folks. You know, we've got immediate incentives now for people when they get started to go start earning those freedom bonuses. And, you know, some of us are old school. We're still calling them car bonuses. Maybe this will help, because $100 is a great bonus, but it's not enough for a car payment. So maybe that'll help us make that transition in our minds. But those freedom bonuses, their third month to be able to start earning $100 a month for the remainder of that first year. If you'll remember, they kind of tweaked that last year when they announced the new Performance Club program. They kind of tweaked it and they made it to where you would get like a bonus at the third month and then a bonus at the sixth month. I love that it's just a monthly bonus. You're capturing that same urgency to get out and to be Performance Club qualified every month. They're seeing an immediate recompense for that every month, you know, starting their fourth month, getting that $100 bonus, and I love it. I think that that's huge. And then, Jim, as you said, going up to $300 after a year, and $400 after 2 years, and $500 after 3 years. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I don't think that program has ever been better. I know it hasn't. It's never been as good, not even close to as good, as it is right now. So, again, something that you and I can get excited about for 2018. As a reminder, folks, I've got a few more important announcements here, but just again, as a reminder, we're going to be joining each other tomorrow at noon Central Time on this same line here, noon Central Time, to go over just some more clarifications. For some of you, it'll help to maybe hear everything a second time, and it'll help you kind of lock in that in your mind. But we're going to be going over everything noon Central Time tomorrow, and we'll have some further details as well on all of these exciting announcements and enhancements and changes that are being made. So keep that in mind. And again, I know that there are many of you that might have some questions or things that you want clarification on. If I could maybe just ask you a favor to just sideline that till tomorrow after the noon call, and understand that, again, we have questions. There are things I want to know, like the new group incentives. I would love to see those. Well, we will tomorrow morning, and then we'll cover those on that 12 o'clock call. So if I could ask you just to hold those questions. Excuse me, sorry. If I could ask you to hold those questions till after that 12 o'clock call, and again, just I'll ask for your discretion, because I know that we had a couple folks that joined us late. Again, Legal Shield is not announcing a lot of these changes until tomorrow to their associates, and so I'll ask for your discretion not to get on social media today, not to call people in the world of Legal Shield that you know, and ask questions or talk about these things. Just give them till tomorrow to do that rollout. They've prepared a great video, and I think you'll really enjoy seeing a lot of that. But let's not burst their bubble, and let's not create a situation there where they're wishing that they had rolled that out a day earlier. So we'll give them the day off. I know it's a holiday, and we'll let them roll that out the way that they want to tomorrow. And I think it's great. I think that you'll enjoy some of that, and then we'll join you tomorrow at noon. Okay, a couple more things that I think that you need to be aware of as far as the new plans. Again, $24.95 being the rate for the family legal plan, and there is no individual legal plan moving forward. I really like that change. I never liked the individual legal plan. I've been fairly vocal about that in all of our trainings and our webinars, and I'm not the only one. I don't really know of any top producer that liked the individual legal plan, and so that is being done away. It's just going to be the family legal plan. $24.95 is the rate for a family or an individual not in a group starting tomorrow. And again, no individual legal plan. $24.95 is also the rate for the family identity theft plan. They are not adjusting the individual identity theft plan. That will still be $9.95, which I think is good. I think both of those are still very competitive in the marketplace. Go back and listen to the comparative analysis call that we did earlier this year, or I say this year, 2017, and listen to some of those rates. To raise the family rate from $19.95 to $24.95 on the identity theft side or the legal side, but specifically on the identity theft side, doesn't put it anywhere close to where the LifeLock Ultimate Plan or any of those other plans that we reviewed there. It's still very, very competitive. You're still offering a better coverage for less money. All of those things stay the same. I think when you're talking about an individual, I think $9.95 is exactly the place where it ought to be. I'm glad they didn't bump that up. That's gonna stay the same. So $9.95. I will just mention, you do have more of an incentive now to sell. If you've got a couple with no children, it is better to sell them to individual identity theft plans at $9.95 each than a family plan at $24.95. So $24.95 really would be a better plan if they have children. But if they don't, or if their children are all over the age limit, then it is better. And I think you still get two counters for that, too. So that's actually better for you and better for them. So anyway, that's a side note. But they are updating the apps. They will be even more user-friendly. starting in 2018, starting tomorrow. So you can look for that tomorrow. I think that's going to be great. They're also enhancing the identity theft plan in that when someone signs up, now I'm not sure how this is going to work on paper, but when they sign up online, it will automatically start their monitoring. So we've had to wait on that. That's been a separate process in the past. They've had to download the app and then sign up for the monitoring. All of that will be one seamless process moving forward, starting tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that. I think that will be great on the identity theft side. On the legal plan side, a couple of changes that you need to be aware of, starting again in tomorrow with these new rates, they are adding a couple points of coverage. They're going to be doing power of attorney now, 100% covered under the plan. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but I think that's a great feature, something that we get asked about a lot, and they will now do power of attorney included in the coverage. They're also not going to have a waiting period on the moving traffic violations. So in the past, that's been a 15-day waiting period, and they are doing away with that. So I like that. You've got someone that just got a speeding ticket. They can literally sign up today and get coverage on that ticket. I think that's huge. They need to sign up as soon as they get pulled over. But, you know, what we were talking, I was talking with Mr. Jim Tanner about that, and he pointed out, I think that's great. You've got someone that you've given the app to that maybe didn't, you know, maybe they didn't sign up yet, but they've got that Legal Shield app on their phone. They can, when they get pulled over, pull that app out, complete their sign up, and boom, now they're going to be covered on that speeding ticket. They can use the, you know, the snap feature and all that right then and there. I think that's going to be great. They're also doing away with the enrollment fee. There was always that $10 enrollment fee for non-group signups. They're doing away with that moving forward as well. So they're not going to have a $10 enrollment fee anymore, which I think that those are all going to be positive changes moving forward in working with both individuals and with companies. Obviously, we do a lot of group business here at Harvard, and I think that'll have a positive impact on both sides. So, again, we're still waiting on some of the finer points that we'll be able to roll out tomorrow. For example, I'm excited to tell you tomorrow how many points you'll need to generate to win that Jamaica trip. That starts with the production that you have today, so I'm excited about that. I think, I would expect that we'll also be able to roll out tomorrow some automatic qualifying ways that you can win that Jamaica trip. So we'll cover all of that on our 12 o'clock noon Central Time call tomorrow. We'll also cover all the new group incentives. We'll get into all the new rates in group sales. Obviously, we've got some groups that we've already offered the older rates to. We'll need to be able to honor that, those proposals that we've sent out, and we'll talk about kind of the window to do all of that. We'll cover all of that on tomorrow's call. Let me just close, folks, by saying this. I think, number one, look at today, and is there anyone that you want to sell a plan to get the counter for January and yet beyond the the older rates, the older commission plan, do it today because you've got today that you can go out and do that. Anything that's entered today on your Legal Shield at work as well as your back office, Legal Shield back office, that's going to be today's rate. I think more than anything, though, I would tell you, it's always a good idea. It's always a positive thing to embrace change. And one thing that we've become accustomed to over the last, 7 years, 6.5 years, I guess, that we've been working with Legal Shield, and I say that because really before that time, before they were acquired and they privatized, there weren't a whole lot of change. There were some. But over the last 6.5 years, there have been a lot of changes and a lot of enhancements and a lot of positive things that have been happening. And we've become kind of accustomed to that. But if you're one that resists change, then it will really set you back. you know, when you come into an environment like this where things are changing, they're being enhanced, they're being updated, and again, I think all of it's a very positive thing. I think you look back at all the changes they've made over the last 6.5 years. I like them. I like the changes. But if you're one that wants to resist that change or any change in general, then that, you know, that's going to slow you down. The best thing that you and I can do is embrace that change. Embrace it. You know, go read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? That's a great book, and it talks about, you know, the whole premise is, you know, when you have mice and you put cheese in a certain place in a maze and they go find the cheese and then you move the cheese, the mice just find another way. They deal with it. You know, it's not where it used to be. Okay, well, where is it? And they go look around. And when you put a human in that same environment, you know, they go to the place where the cheese used to be and then it's not there. They just sit down and cry. And they can't adapt. They can't, you know, embrace that change. And that's kind of human nature, is to resist it. I go back to 2003 when we first rolled out the identity theft plan. And we were at the convention, and I remember then, you know, the plan was more expensive because you were adding the identity theft. And, you know, it took me several months. I was like, you know, that's just, I don't know that we would want to, you know, raise the offering that much, and it just sounds very expensive. Well, it sounded expensive to me because I was used to one thing. Then I recruited Brian Fahili, or he was recruited into my organization, and I remember he started selling plans, and they were all the combo plans, the identity theft and the legal. And up to that point, it had been probably 3 or 4 months, and I hadn't done a whole lot of that. Again, my mindset was just that seems very expensive, and yet he was brand new, and he was just selling a bunch of combos. And I remember thinking, how is he doing that? How in the world is he going out and selling those bigger plans? Those are a lot more expensive than what I'm used to selling. And the answer was, for him, it was a change. It was just the way that it was. But for me, it was change. And I learned an important lesson there. If you sit back and resist change, you'll lose a lot of money. If you sit back and say, well, it used to be like this and it used to be like this, you'll lose a lot of money. Follow your leadership's direction here and embrace the change. Because when you embrace it, not just accept it, but when you embrace it, then you maximize the money that you're going to get from it. And that's what Brian Fahili was doing. Now, he was doing it unwittingly because he didn't know the old way. He just kind of knew that was it. And so will your new people. You know, people that you recruit this month, they'll know the family combo rate, non-group, is $49.90. And that won't be a big deal to them. To some of you, it'll be a big deal because it's $10 more. You're like, oh, my goodness. And you know, don't necessarily make that a part of your pitch, too. Now, it's $49.90. It used to be $39.90. I wouldn't say that. That's not really positive. But the new people that come in, they won't have an issue with that because $49.90 is still an amazing value for that coverage for a family. It's an incredible value. It's thousands of dollars worth of services for $50. But for a new person, that'll be easy to accept because, you know, that's what they're going to know. Here's my point. Don't be that old person. Don't be the person that sits there and says, man, I wish it was. If wishes were fishes, we'd all have a fry. And the fact is, embrace it so that you can take advantage of that left side, so that you can take advantage of those changes. Don't just accept them, embrace them. Because there's more money available to you right now than ever before. There's more money available to you right now than ever before. And embracing the change is going to help you go grab those dollars. So I know we've had a little bit of a long call today. Again, a lot of information that we're covering. I'm asking for your discretion. Again, feel free to reach out to us, although we've told you what we know, and it's probably going to be after tomorrow that we'll be able to answer some of those questions that you have. But please, you know, please don't get on the Legal Shield social media, you know, Legal Shield Facebook page or any of that, and start talking about this or asking questions about this. You know, that that's not going to help you because, again, they're not officially rolling that out until tomorrow. Go think about, you know, what can you do today? And I think the best thing that you can do today is embrace the change. Again, go back to what we talked about on Thursday's call, what I talked about on Thursday's call. Make your goals for 2018 and include some of these bonuses, some of these enhancements in your goals. For some of you, just what is being announced today, not including all the things that we're going to roll out tomorrow on our 12 o'clock call, but just what we've talked about today will dramatically increase your income on the goals that you already have set for 2018. Because you weren't planning on a performance club bonus on every, you know, bonus on every PCQ person in your team. You weren't planning on the $10,000 bonuses being made permanent and all those great enhancements. So go back and rework your plan a little bit today. And then, you know, again, I would look at how you can mentally and emotionally embrace what's happening, because those who do will make a lot more money in 2018 than they did in 2017. But let's join each other tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon Central Time. Same number that you dialed to join this call will be on that same number tomorrow. Let's join each other then, and we'll go over even more details than we were able to share today. With that, guys, God bless every one of you. Have a very happy New Year. Enjoy your celebration today. Please be safe in your celebration today, and we'll join everybody tomorrow on the call. God bless and have a great one.